interview Media Servisa.
First of all, our guest today is His Excellency Russian Ambassador to Croatia, Mr. Anwar Azimov. Mr. Azimov, welcome. This is the first time you are a guest here in Media Service, so I hope you have we have a nice conversation and you will come back again. First of all, I would like to start with your assessment of the current state of relations between Russian Federation and Croatia. Have they gotten any better in your tenure? Because that's like my experience. I kind of noticed that Russia and you yourself and are more in the spotlight now in the last couple of years.
First of all, I am very much thankful for the radio that you have invited me, because I think radio in Croatia is extremely popular. It reaches different places of the Croatia. So that's why I think that thousands of the Croatians will be able to listen to me. First of all, I want to say that we feel that the Croatian people are very friendly to the Russian Federation, to the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union. I travel all over your country, and whenever I go everywhere, I see friendly, hospitable attitude of the Croatians towards me, towards Russia. For example, just now I, together with the Croatian anti-fascists, participated in Baranje. There were a number of the events in Batina, in Beli Monastir, dedicated to the 75th anniversary of the independence of the Baranje. Croatian public definitely knows that the main contribution to the victory in the Second World War over the territory of Yugoslavia was naturally the National Liberation Army of Yugoslavia, by supported by the Russian army, by the Third Ukrainsky Front. And Croatian people should know that more than 10,000 Soviet soldiers died over the territory in Croatia. And we have 12 monuments to the Soviet soldiers and officers. We maintain them, and we are very much thankful to the Minister of Defense, to the Anti-Fascist Union, that they, together with us, remember the contribution of the Soviet army, of the Soviet soldiers, to the liberation of this region. After liberating that part of the Croatia in the region of Batina, Beli Monastir, our army, together with the Yugoslavian partisans, went to liberate Hungary, Austria, and other places. Traditionally, our relations since the time of the Russian Federation, I mean Russia, when Russia was a Tsarist Russia many centuries ago, then Soviet Union, now the present Russia in the independent Croatia, traditionally we have very close relations. And our roots go very deep into many centuries. And the besides the Slavic roots that unite us, besides the common things in culture, in tradition, I, as an ambassador, came to the conclusion that Croatian and Russian people, they not only like and respect each other, but they want to be together. They want to help each other. And that is the very important cementing factor in our relations. Another positive point that in our bilateral relations, we never had any problems, any unresolved issues. That's why it also creates a very good phone, a very good atmosphere for traditional friendly relations. Of course, when there was Yugoslavia, Soviet Union at that time played, I think, most significant role from the point of view of political support to Yugoslavia, of trade and economic cooperation. Then after dissolution of the Soviet Union, of Yugoslavia, Croatia became independent, and I want to stress that Russia was one of the first countries which recognized Croatia. And Croatian listeners also should know the fact that in a very difficult, crucial period in September, October 1991, At that time, General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev, invited your President Tudjman and Milosevic to Moscow and tried to solve the problems between Croatia and Serbia by peaceful, by political means. And the main idea of Gorbachev during these talks, and it's extremely important, he was practically the first leader who mentioned this, that Croatia, independence of Croatia is a reality. And we have to recognize this reality, and he appealed to both leaders to come to the peace talks so that the problems between these two countries could be solved. Croatian public and Croatian people also know that Soviet Union and later Russian Federation, besides being one of the first countries who recognized Croatia, also assisted a lot to Croatia in the difficult period of its war with Serbia. After that, traditionally, we tried to improve our relations in different spheres. And I want, first of all, to mention, of course, the role of Tudjman, because Tudjman was the person who very much favored the strengthening of relations with Soviet Union, with the Russian Federation. And he was practically one of the first persons in the independent Croatia who appealed to improve and to strengthen relations with Russia. Later, a very important role was played by Stipe Mesić. Within 10 years of his presidency, from 2000 to 2010, he five times was in Moscow, both with official, with working visits, and he contributed a lot to bettering relations between our two countries. By the way, during his presidency, my president at that time, he was the Prime Minister Putin in 2006, he visited Zagreb, he participated in the Energetic Forum. And we, in general, we very much appreciate the role of Stipe Mesić and later by Josipović. We are extremely satisfied with the activities of Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović, who in 2017 was with first official state visit to Russian Federation. The talks were held in Sochi in 2017, and later three times she visited Moscow during the World Championship during World Football Championship. And she had also opportunity to talk to my president. And by the way, also your prime minister, Plenković, together with Yandrokovich, they were also in Moscow. They met my prime minister in 2018 during the World Soccer Championship. And we really appreciate both the role of president, of Plenković, and most of your ministers. Of course, one of my closest friends here, besides Stipe Mesić, is Milan Bandić. We call each other brothers, and we are real brothers. We were born on the same day, 22nd of November, and every year we are celebrating this our birthday together. At my residence, we are inviting our common friends. Bandić is playing a tremendously significant role, not only in strengthening relations between Zagreb and St. Petersburg, Zagreb and Moscow, but also between our two countries. And Milan Bandić was the first Croatian who was given a highest order last year from Mr. Putin, the Order of Friendship. And we really appreciate his extremely positive role in strengthening our relations. I also want to mention the role of your Minister of Economy, Darko Horvat, who is the Croatian co-chairman of Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, and Scientific Cooperation. In a week, we shall have in Moscow the plenary session of the Intergovernmental Commission. Darko Horvat will participate in this meeting in Moscow. Due to the activities of the Intergovernmental Commission, we have good results in our trade and economic relations. This year, I expect that the trade turnover may exceed 2 billion euros. It is an enormous sum. Plus, in these 2 billion euros, we don't include the supply of the Russian gas to Croatia, because Russian gas to Croatia comes through the territory of Hungary. Every year, according to the long-standing agreement, we supply with guarantee to Croatia 2 billion cubic meters of gas. That is practically 50% of the needs of the Croatia. And if it will be necessary, we are ready to supply more gas, and by the way, NAFTA as well. And from the point of view of the export of the Russian Federation, supply of the gas and NAFTA, they are the main items. At the same time, I am, as an ambassador, I am a little bit unsatisfied with the export of Croatia to Russia, which is unfortunately decreasing. There was a time when the export of Croatia to Russia was about 500, 600 million euros. Unfortunately, during the last years, especially after the sanction war of the EU, NATO and United States against Russia, the export of Croatian items to Russia decreased. This year, I expect that the total number of the Croatian export to Russia will be more than 200 million euros, which is not enough. There is a potential in our trade, and we are very much interested that not only pharmacy articles, textiles, knitwear, leisure, but we are extremely very much interested in agricultural items like mandarins, apples, grushkas also go to the market of Russian Federation like it was before the sanctions. Sanctions really damage the interests, not only in the relation between Russia and European Union, but it also unfortunately damages our interests in our bilateral trade. Your agricultural producers lose every year up to 40 million euros, which is quite sensitive. We don't appeal to Brussels to remove these sanctions. We never introduce them. That is the Brussels. Under the pressure of the United States, they introduced these sanctions that are absolutely counterproductive, and these sanctions damage more the interests of the EU countries. Though, naturally, they also damage the interests of the Russian economy. According to our estimation, due to the sanctions, Russia loses up to 50, 60 billion euros every year, but as for the EU countries, they lose more than 200 billion euros. I hope that sooner or later the wisdom will prevail and the Brussels will come to the conclusion that instead of sanctions, EU should in an active way improve its relations with the Russian Federation, because Russian Federation is the logical and objective partner, strategic partner of EU. We don't want to say that EU depends on the supply of our minerals to EU, but we are so interconnected. That's why we have a task to set up a common economic, trade and humanitarian space between EU and between Russia. We have also our own Eurasian Union, that is a union of five countries which are ready to cooperate with EU. I am absolutely sure that sooner or later the sanctions will be given up and there will be better prospects in the relations between Russia and EU and Russia and Croatia. Our task in Croatia to be useful to Croatia, to take into consideration the national interests of the Croatia, and to do in the interests of the Croatian people. Since Soviet Union was playing the leading role here during the period of Yugoslavia, And in the first years of the independence of the Croatia, Russia also was the active partner. But then the time came when you became the member of the NATO, the member of the European Union. It was your choice, the choice of the people. We respect this choice. For us, your membership in the EU, in NATO, is a reality. But at the same time, we are absolutely sure that your membership with these two, with EU and NATO, shouldn't be an obstacle in developing our relations in different fields. In this aspect, I want to mention that unfortunately your strategic partners, your Western partners, partners from the NATO, from the EU, they unobjectively and very jealously looking at the activities of the Russian Federation in Croatia. We, once again, we don't want to put any obstacles in your membership with the NATO, with the EU. For us, it is a reality. But we are absolutely sure that what Russia could do, neither EU nor even United States couldn't do together. That's why we are ready to expand our trade economic relations. We are ready to increase our investments. To improve our cooperation in the cultural field, you just will name me another country which during this year sent, for example, the Bolshoi Theater to Zagreb and the famous St. Petersburg Five Theaters came to Zagreb. There is no any other example of that kind. Once again, we don't pretend to be a strategic partner of the Croatia, though I think Russia deserves to be a strategic partner of the Croatia, but in your foreign policy outlook, unfortunately, Russia is not being considered to be a strategic partner, which is a pity, because once again, there is enormous potential and there are enormous opportunities to expand our relations in mutual interest, not only in the interests of the Croatia, but also in the interests of the Russian Federation. Our cooperation not only covers political context, trade, economic, cultural, but also military one. At the request of your Ministry of Defense, Russia renovated 10 helicopters this year, 171 Shay, that is the modern helicopters, transport helicopters, which are extremely useful and helpful to your defense. And we are also assisting in the Navy sphere because during the Soviet Union, that was Yugoslavia, but Croatia being part of Yugoslavia, main military supplies were from the Soviet Union. So to cut a long story short, we have no any ambitions here to work against the interests of your strategic partners. More than that, we are ready to work together here with the United States, with the EU partners in the interests of the Croatia. Like, we are very much interested in the stability and security in the Balkan region. Unfortunately, situation is far from satisfactory. And we naturally are worried and we concerned that there are problems, for example, in relations between Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina, between Croatia and Slovenia, and between Croatia and Serbia. We think that that is one of the important tasks of your foreign policy, so that you have to solve all your problems, unresolved issues with the neighbors. Because ultimately, we do believe that the future is with excellent relations between Croatia and Serbia, Croatia with other neighbors. And we appeal to EU countries, to the major countries of the EU, to the United States. Let's work together. Let's work in a collective way to maintain peace, security, and stability in the Balkans. We have practically good relations with all Balkan countries. The exception perhaps is Kosovo. We don't recognize Kosovo. By the way, a number of the EU countries also don't recognize it, though there are many countries who recognize. We appeal to Serbia and to Kosovo to solve this problem in a political, democratic, mutual, beneficial way. And whatever will be the solution between Belgrade and Pristina, Russia will appreciate. Russia will appreciate. Serbia, I should tell very openly, is one of the main strategic partners of the Russian Federation in Balkans and even in Europe. By the way, Serbia is the only European country which didn't support the sanctions against Russia, despite the pressure on Serbian leaders from Washington, from Brussels. Though at the same time, we understand the aspirations of Serbia to come to the EU, and we shall not put any obstacles in their way to Euro integration. Though at the same time, we are of the opinion that Serbia and Croatia, having good relations with the NATO, with other strategic partners like United States, at the same time should continue to maintain friendly and mutual beneficial relations with Russia.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. You covered a wide range of issues, which was good. You almost left me without any questions. I just wanted to comment, what is Russia's view? You started talking a little bit about the region. What is Russian view on the EU's rejection or snub that it was given to North Macedonia and Albania? Because when people talk about, you yourself said that it was... that the opinion and the stance that comes from Brussels and from Washington, it is unobjective, it is intimidating for the countries, and they often say, well, Europe should have taken those countries before Russia comes in. What is Russia's stance on that?
First of all, the strong point of the Russian foreign policy that we never interfere into the internal affairs. For example, not in Croatia, you will not find a single example when we interfere. Like in the United States, we never interfere in their presidential elections, though they try to misuse it. That's why we think that the future of Albania, North Macedonia, that is the decision of EU countries. I know that practically all EU countries wish that these countries come to the EU at the earliest. And I think ultimately it will happen. Then there are a number of other countries. We naturally, first of all, are interested in stability in both in Albania and North Macedonia. By the way, Russia has friendly relations with both these countries. Our trade economic relations strengthen. That's why we are ready to help and to assist them. But at the same time, once again, we proceed from the fact that when they or Serbia or any other country like Bosnia and Herzegovina, if they become the member of the EU, again, it will not be an obstacle to improve our bilateral relations.
Now, I want to expand a little bit away from the region, because we don't get often the opportunity to talk with you. Can you explain us a little bit Russia's role in the Middle East for the past few years? I don't think people are quite well informed here. They just hear the news that Russia suddenly appeared. They have a naval base in Syria that's there interested. But Russia has proven to be a peace broker in the Middle East and a factor of stability. Can you explain us a little bit? What can we expect in the Middle East in the years to come, specifically regarding the problem of migration that Europe is fearing from?
First of all, I think that the Croatian people should understand what is the main factor which unfortunately negatively influences the international situation and international security and stability, including in the regions. That is the difference between Russian Federation and United States. United States unfortunately continues to consider the world as one polar world, when one country could impose its will, its proposals on other countries. Yes, there was a time when there was Soviet Union and we had two world powers. There was a bipolar world. Though Russia is practically now as strong as the Soviet Union, but still we don't agree with concept of one polar world, bipolar world. World is today multipolar, and there are important political, military, and economic, other centers of power, like European Union, like China, like India, like Brazil, like South Africa. That's why we are of the opinion that only concept of multipolar world system based on the decisions of international law and on the United Nations could prevail over the possible concepts of one polar world. We know what was the negative consequence of the policy of the United States in Iraq, in Libya, in Yemen. At that time, Russia was not so strong. It was not able to stop this process. Actually, the process of ruining these countries. You look what is happening in Iraq, in Libya, in Yemen. Then the turn came to Syria. At this period already, Russia has become one of the main global world powers, and it didn't allow to destroy the statehood of Syria. Yes, we are the supporters of the President Assad because he is the legally elected person and he is the guarantee of the stability of this country. We are for the democratic development of Syria, and we think that ultimately there should be elections in this country where the people could elect their president. That's why we very much support now the dialogue between the government and the opposition in finding out the mutually convenient political solution of the problem in Syria. Russia played most significant role in combating the terrorists. We destroyed, I think, more than 30 to 40,000 of the ISIL forces. By this, actually, Russia saved not only Syria and Middle East. Russia saved from the migrants wave the whole Europe. And Europe, of course, I don't want to reject the role of the United States. They also played important roles in combating the terrorism, in fighting against ISIL. But Russia's contribution was the main one. We stopped this migration process. Now we are in the talks with Turkey, with Iran, trying to solve the problem of Kurdistan, trying to solve the problems between Assad and the opposition. Most important, peace came to this territory, to the territory of Syria. And I think that there is no chance for the ISIL forces to come back to Syria, though at the same time, at our estimation, there are about from 20 to 70,000 yet ISIL forces. They are mainly now at the territory of Afghanistan, Pakistan. Unfortunately, there are elements from the Russian Federation in the ISIL forces. Our estimation is from 2 to 3,000 people from Central Asia Republic, from Uzbekistan, from Tajikistan, from the Russian Federation, from Chechnya, Dagestan are still there. And naturally, neither Russia nor any other country, especially, for example, we are in Croatia, they want that these terrorist elements come back to Europe. And I think that whatever we did in Syria, it is a tremendous blow to the terrorist elements. In general, once again, I want to say that Russia, United States, and EU, they have a special responsibility before the mankind. That's why we should be together in combating the main challenges. And the main challenge comes with the terrorism, with illegal migration, with the climate problems, with the problems of the nuclear armaments, non-proliferation. Therefore, I think that sooner or later, these three important centers in this part of the world, Russia, EU, and United States, will be able to find a common language, a common way of cooperation in combating the main challenges. Like, for example, we had an excellent cooperation with China, India, Brazil, and South Africa in the format of BRICS. We have another very important regional organization, Shanghai Organization of Cooperation. They are also in the East. I think that this regional organization should cooperate with such units like EU and with the NATO as well, because ultimately we do understand that Russia is not a threat to the NATO. Russia is not a threat to the European Union. And that's why we don't understand why NATO is expanding its activities and coming closer and closer to the territory of the Russian Federation. There should be no illusion that Russia is much stronger than the NATO and they can't cope with us. But we don't want to be a threat. But if the American medium-range missiles will be settled in the Europe, we shall have to turn our rockets to the European countries. NATO leaders and United States, they clearly understand that from the military point of view, Russia is now is the strongest, is ahead of the NATO, even from the point of view of the modern technology, is ahead of the United States. But we don't want any arms race. We need our resources for the economic development, for the economic cooperation with other countries. That's why we appeal to United States, to the NATO countries. Let's talk about collective security. Let's talk about just world over in this region. Without arms race, without rockets, because I think that ultimately, we are all interested in keeping peace, stability in the region. Then there will be no need for the NATO. I myself, I'm absolutely sure that NATO should be dissolved because there is no any need for NATO. Who threatens, for example, to Croatia? No one. No one, including Serbia. They are in favor of friendly relations. Yes, we help and assist Serbia in the military field. That is in their national interest. If tomorrow Croatia will ask us to supply the same amount of the military equipment to Croatia, we would be ready to do it. Though NATO and United States will not allow you to do this. But we are ready. We are ready. And once again, I want to thank the Croatian people for their love, respect, and for their persistent respect to Russian Federation. I reciprocate, I visited all the places of the Croatia, and I came to the conclusion that 99% of the Croatians, they not only like and respect, but they consider that Russia should be one of the most important strategic partners of Croatia.
And I'm getting signals we should be cutting short our interview, Olga. And just for the last, when can we expect or could we expect anytime soon the visit of the Russian President Putin to Croatia? Yourself, if I'm not mistaken, have said that next year, when the opening of the building of the new embassy, Mr. Lavrov will come, yes, to visit.
We think that, of course, the visits at the highest level is a very important element in bilateral cooperation. We very much appreciate the visits of your president to Russia. By the way, in May next year, we shall celebrate the 75th anniversary of the victory over fascism. And we invited all heads of the European countries, the United States, including Croatia. I don't know who will be the president of your country, but I'm absolutely sure that your wise Croatian people will choose the necessary president who will meet the interests and aspirations of the Croatian people. But we invited the future president of your country to come to Moscow on the 9th of May to participate in the parade and other manifestations marking the 75th anniversary of the victory of the Soviet Union over fascism. In April, we are planning to move to another office of the Russian embassy. It will be one of the best, most sophisticated, modern, best equipped embassies in Croatia. No other country could compete with what we are doing now, with our building. We are planning to bring our Minister Lavrov for the inauguration and for his talks with your Minister of Foreign Affairs, with the President, with the Prime Minister. And Lavrov will discuss the issue of the possible visit of my President to your country. Though next year, again, is extremely difficult for Croatia, you will have a great challenge of chairmanship in the new union of EU. Then there will be inter-party relations in the HDZ. Then there may be in autumn, October, November, your general elections. But we think that it is necessary to well prepare the visit of my president, because we wish to sign a package of the agreements, a package of the documents that would give new impetus to our bilateral cooperation. That's why, if we prepare well, if there will be a substance for such a visit, naturally we shall take care of it, and the visit sooner or later will take place. But at the end, I want to appeal to Croatian government, to Croatian leaders, to think what they could do, Croatia, during their chairmanship in the Council of EU, from the point of view of relations between EU and Russia. We know the position of your president, who Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović is very much in favor of strengthening dialogue between EU and Russia, between Croatia and Russia. That's why I think that Croatian chairmanship could think about some steps that could facilitate to improving dialogue between Russia and EU. Perhaps they will be able, for example, to organize during the visit of my minister in April, the meeting of the foreign ministers of the EU countries with Lavrov, which didn't take place for many years. Or perhaps they will be able to organize some kind of forum or conference, relations between EU and Russia. That would be extremely important for our bilateral cooperation. And I think such steps would only strengthen the authority, the prestige of Croatia, as the country could play the role of bridge between East and West.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you for your time, and I hope to talk to you soon again.
Thank you. And my best greetings to your listeners. Once again, I really appreciate their attitude towards Russia. Very close, very fraternal, Slavic attitude. Thank you.
Спасибо.
Хвала.
Interview Media Servisa.